coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn. It's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, LA's afternoon morning show with Mark, Sarah, and Pam. We're covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
And today's show is powered by Dubloy Electric, building lasting relationships since 1967. From homes to businesses, their licensed, fully trained technicians handle it all. Repairs, upgrades, standby generators, EV chargers, heat pumps, and more. No job is too big and no job is too small. Learn more at DubloyElectric.com. Also brought to you by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it, squatch it. At 4 locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at rupersbeverage.com. And remember, the party starts at Rupers.
So we are doing something a little different today because last Friday, Sarah and Pam and I were part of Art Walk LA.
We were.
Yeah, we got to go hang out, and we brought our mobile podcast studio with us, and we interviewed a bunch of people over at Art Walk,
that
which was
fun.
Super cool.
It was fun. Sorry I had to bounce after the first couple, but I had a good time.
That's okay. Yeah. Didn't you get to sample some wine or something?
I was present while people were sampling.
Oh, okay.
I didn't actually.
Mark got to interview a hot dog.
I did?
Oh, I saw you interview that hot dog.
Yes. My first time interviewing a hot dog.
A hot dog. Yeah. Hey, hot dog. What's going on?
So we're going to be playing those interviews for you during today's show. But before we do all of that, let's take a look at some headlines for Thursday, October the 2nd.
A network of Maine reproductive health care clinics has begun making cuts to some of its services due to the end of federal funding. Maine Family Planning, which operates 18 clinics around the state, stands to lose $1.9 million, about 20% of its annual budget.
The One Lewiston Resiliency Fund Committee is organizing events to honor victims, survivors, their families, and first responders. The public is invited to gather at the Longley Bridge on October 24th at 4 p.m. to commemorate the second anniversary of the October 25th tragedy. There will be candles, pins, a sign-making station, and available pre-made signs saying, "We remember."
Commemoration events also include a blood drive at Central Maine Medical Center on Saturday, October 4th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, visit onelewiston.org.
And renowned primatologist Jane Goodall passed away at the age of 91. She was known for her groundbreaking chimpanzee research and environmental advocacy. Her work transformed how the world perceives humans' closest biological relatives and the emotional and social complexity of animals.
It's a loss.
Sure is. Now it's time for the weather.
Weather, 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 weather. Weather, 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 weather. Weather is the best. It's the best.
He only does that when you're here for weather, by the way.
Great.
He's leaning way out and around.
I wanted to make sure the laser shooting out of her eyes met the target.
She hit you with it. Yeah.
You guys are used to hearing yourself sing. I am not. So I'm still with that. When Sarah first had her weather song come out and she cringed, that's me now.
Okay. No, that's fair. That's a fair
assessment. May be used to hearing myself sing, but it doesn't mean I enjoy it.
Could have fooled me.
You rock out every time. Just jamming.
All right. Sunny today with a high of 61 and a low of 40. Sunshine returns tomorrow with a high of 68 and a low of 42. Sunny on Saturday with highs in the mid-70s.
Keep it coming.
It's supposed to get even warmer after the weekend.
Love it.
In sports, the Red Sox lost to the Yankees 4-3 in Game 2 of their wild card series. The deciding Game 3 is tonight at 8 in New York. Connelly Early gets the start for Boston.
Go Sox.
Did you guys watch that game?
I sure did.
I watched it with my eyes closed on the couch with Nick. He came home and I wasn't watching it. And he's like, "You're not watching the Red Sox?" Apparently he'd been listening to it in the car. He's like, "They just tied it up." I was like 8-ish. By 9 o'clock, I think he was basically in tears. I don't know what's happening. I'm sleeping.
It happens to grown men.
Yeah. What are you going to do? CMCC Women's Soccer will host UMaine Fort Kent today at 4 p.m. And CM Baseball will visit Bridgeton Academy at 4.
The Maine Nordiques host their arch rival, Maryland Black Bears, tomorrow at 7:30 and Saturday at 7 at Norway Savings Bank Arena in Auburn.
The NA3 Nordiques have a home-and-home series against the Norwich Sea Captains this weekend, and they'll be in Auburn tomorrow night and in Connecticut on Saturday.
The Lewiston Maniacs also have a home-and-home series this weekend. They'll take on the Woodstock New Brunswick Slammers tomorrow in Canada, then at the Colisée in Lewiston on Saturday.
The 2-2 Patriots visit the 4-0 Buffalo Bills on Sunday in primetime. Kickoff is scheduled for 8:20.
And the Bruins open their season on the road next week. They'll take on the Washington Capitals on Wednesday at 7:30.
Woohoo!
That's your news, weather, and sports. And right now it's time for the podcast segment that is...
Sweeping!
The Twin Cities.
Twice is nice.
It's time for Famous People Birthdays.
Famous. It's their birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays.
Let's take a look at FPBs for October the 2nd, shall we?
Uh-huh.
All right. We're going to start off with Tiffany.
I think we're alone now. There doesn't seem to be anyone around.
Yeah.
She's...
I think we're alone. I love that song.
54 years old today.
Yeah.
That was a Tommy James and the Shondells song.
So good.
Did you know that before Tiffany
did
it?
I did not know that.
No. Well,
nope. No idea.
Love it.
There you go. And she was the one that performed in Malls.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right?
She and Debbie Gibson, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Isn't she in one of your favorite movies?
Yes. Mega Python versus Gatoroid.
Oh, right.
And she's also been in a movie called Mega Piranha, which I have not seen.
Better see that one.
We'll have to
ASAP.
Check that out.
I think being known just by your first name is pretty impressive, right?
Right.
I mean, you get Tiffany, Madonna.
Yeah.
Cher.
Well, Cher.
OJ.
Oh, gosh.
Lorraine Bracco, 71 years old today. You know her, Pam.
I do.
She played psychiatrist Jennifer Melfi on The Sopranos.
I liked her role.
From 99 to 2007. And she also played Karen in Goodfellas.
I was going to say, she's a great mob wife.
That's right.
You got anything
Italian, I wonder?
Mob related, she's great.
She's the one.
She's the one you want. She can also do a Southie accent, which is pretty cool.
All right. Sting of, formerly of the Police, is 74 years old today.
Do you know his real name?
Give me a hint.
It begins with a G.
Gordon Summers. Yeah.
Sumner. Yes.
Sumner.
Yeah.
All right.
Gordon Sumner. Just plain old Sting.
Just plain old Sting.
Just plain old Sting.
Gordon doesn't quite have the same ring.
Right.
It doesn't.
He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of the Police in 2003. He's also got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Mm.
And rounding out FPBs for October the 2nd is celebrity photographer Annie Leibovitz, who is 76 years old today. She took the famous photo of John Lennon and Yoko Ono that was on the cover of Rolling Stone, and it was also taken 5 hours before John Lennon was murdered in New York City.
Crazy. I think that's probably, I mean, it is a really cool photo, but I think that's probably one of the reasons it sort of skyrocketed into
I would think so.
Fame. It's just like, that's it. That's like the last moment.
Mm, yeah.
One of the last moments.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
The Library of Congress declared Annie a living legend, and she's the first woman to have a feature exhibition at Washington's National Portrait Gallery. Those are your FPBs. Now it's time for some OTDs.
It happened on this day. It happened on this day. It happened on this day.
Wow. 30 years ago in 1995, O.J. Simpson, speaking of O.J., trial jurors stunned the courtroom by reaching a verdict in the 8-month murder trial in less than 4 hours. Their decision was kept secret until the next day.
That's right, when they could maximize viewership.
That's insane. 33 years ago in 1992, The Mighty Ducks was released, one of our Nordiques' favorite movies. They list that one pretty often, starring Emilia Estevez as a lawyer sentenced to coach hockey as his community service.
They have
a punishment. Oh, no.
They have a movie like that for every sport.
Right?
Yeah, they do kind of, huh?
Yeah. Keanu Reeves did one for baseball.
Oh, he did?
Definitely a couple of basketball ones, yep. I feel like.
43 years ago in 1982, Jack and Diane by John Cougar Mellencamp hit number one on the pop singles chart.
Not bad for a little ditty.
Not bad. 44 years ago in 1981, The Police released their fourth album, Ghost in the Machine, featuring Every Little Thing She Does is Magic.
Magic.
58 years ago in 1967, Thurgood Marshall was sworn in as the first Black Supreme Court Justice. Black Panther star Chadwick Boseman played him in the movie. How about that? I mean, that's quite a nod, right? Chadwick Boseman plays you in a movie.
The Black Panther. It's getting weird in here.
All right, sorry. And 75 years ago in 1950, the first Peanuts comic strip featuring Charlie Brown and Snoopy appeared in 9 newspapers under the name Lil Folks.
Aw.
Peanuts.
Yeah, they achieved a bit of success.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Pam and I sharing a brain this morning.
That's right. Oh, man, I'm in trouble.
That's dangerous.
I know. We should get one that works if we're going to share.
Agreed. That would be a good idea.
I'm in trouble today.
Oh, boy.
Those are your FPBs and OTDs for October the 2nd.
Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at patsauburn.com.
Hi, it's Donna Harris from Phoenix No Limits Karate here with your daily safety tip. Tell your teens that if they feel unsafe, to call a parent or trusted adult immediately. Let's all do our best to keep our community safe.
Now let's take a listen to our interviews from last week's Art Walk LA.
Lydia's Lunch Bunch on the road. Yay! Pam Ashby.
That's me.
Sarah Poulin and Mark Turcot, along with some friends right now, live from the vault for the final Art Walk of the season.
Woo! Yeah. And a beautiful day for it.
It was a beautiful day. How blessed are we? It was 80 degrees and sunny today.
It was warm.
Mm-hmm. Perfect day for Art Walk. So we brought along Sherry and Kevin, and they are tasting some wine, which this happens at every Art Walk, right?
Every Art Walk, and most Fridays, actually. I think most Fridays he has a free tasting. You come on in, and distributors come in and provide different options of whatever they're providing. It might be beer, it might be wine, but yeah. So
who's visiting today? Let's ask this lovely lady right here. Can we talk to you for just one moment? You just have to tell us where you're from and what everyone is tasting.
So my name is Stacy Thurston. I'm from Central Distributors, just down the road.
Just down the road.
We are tasting this evening a beautiful Chardonnay from the Argentine side of Patagonia. It's actually Chardonnay Semillon blend. And we are in the next wine in the heart of Italy, in Umbria. So right in the middle of the kneecap. A classic Orvieto. Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah.
Then we're going to jump down to Sicily, and this is the Stamari Nero d'Avola. And jump on into California. Klein. Right. It's quite a hop. Klein Cashmere Red Blend. It's a Syrah Grenache Mourvedre.
Cashmere just sounds nice.
It does. We took a tour.
It was named by the owner's wife, and they were, you know, as you do when you're naming a wine, you're sitting around the table, maybe consuming a little bit of it, and she said, you know, this just reminds me of my lovely cashmere sweater. It's so snuggly.
Perfect.
So,
snuggly wine.
Can I try that? I want to try.
Pam's like,
a nice,
I want to work
wine.
And play. Totally.
Thank you, Stacey.
Thank you so much for those explanations, Stacey. And all of these available here at the vault for purchase. Awesome.
Nice. It does feel like a cashmere sweater.
Does it? Should we take a moment to go talk to the owner of the vault?
Sure.
What's his name again?
Keith Tenenbaum.
Keith Tenenbaum. Hi, can we talk to you? On a microphone?
Yes.
Okay, I'll let Pam handle this one.
This is recorded. And anything may or may not be sound bitten.
Yes, fair warning.
Yeah.
It's an interesting
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Last art walk of the season.
Yes.
So, tastings, most Fridays?
We do them every Friday most of the year. We don't do them in January and February just because it's too dark and too quiet and people don't come out.
And so the holidays have passed and people are like, oof, I need a minute.
We have them scheduled out through the rest of the year, and we'll probably do some we will because of the holidays and where they fall. Like, we won't do one on Black Friday.
Right. Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
You could do some cool sales.
We could, but I have found in the past that Black Friday is not a busy day for us.
Cause, not for you.
People are too tired after they're waiting overnight in Walmart's parking lot.
Before we head out and let you continue with your amazing tasting, you offer beer and wine monthly, what are they called? Memberships type
beer
thing.
Beer club, wine club. Yeah.
So what does that entail? What does that look like? You can kind of pick and choose what you want it to look like, right?
To a degree, yeah. I mean, the fun of it is you don't get to choose what comes in your choices each month. But for the wine club, it's 2 bottles of wine per month. And you can choose whether you want 2 reds, 2 whites, or 1 of each. And then I pick wines working with a different distributor each month. So it's always something new and doing our best. It's been several years now, so trying to not repeat things that we've used before
that's hard.
Always a challenge.
Yeah.
And, you know, looking for things at a pretty specific price point to make sure that we're staying within the budget for that. With the beer club, it's a monthly fee again, and then we just pick a variety of things for them each month. And it's fun because a lot of the people who are in the beer club, you know, come in regularly and they also try other new things. And I think it's exposed people to things that they maybe thought they didn't know or liked before.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
It's great.
We also offer what's called our mystery case, which is a $100 case of wine for 12 bottles, your choice of how many whites, how many reds, and if you want a rosé or a bubbly. But $100 for 12 bottles, and can't really beat that.
No. So come, if you haven't been to the vault, come check it out. Thank you, Keith.
You're very
welcome. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Have a great night.
We have just walked down the street from the vault, and we're at Safe Voices with Grace Kendall. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Excellent. Art Walk's pretty cool, right?
I know.
Especially.
Yeah. They just walked by with the puppet and the chanting. Yeah, it's great.
Nice, nice. Grace, for folks who aren't familiar, can you explain what Safe Voices is all about?
Yes. So Safe Voices is the domestic violence and sex trafficking resource center that serves Androscoggin, Oxford, and Franklin counties. So we do that through a 24-hour helpline. We have 3 shelter facilities for survivors who need to flee, lots of advocacy and support services, and sort of everything in between.
Incredible work that you're doing.
It's good work.
And the website as well is full of resources.
Yes.
Safevoices.org?
Yes.
All
and the helpline is, you know, you can't get by me without me saying the helpline.
I wasn't planning to.
Yeah, it's if anyone needs to reach out for resources, the helpline is 1-800-559-2927, and that is 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
Fantastic. And did I see a Fall Fet?
You did.
That is coming up.
You're a finger on the pulse.
What's going on there?
Yeah, so our Fall Fet is Thursday, October 2nd. It's our annual fundraising gala, and this year we are super excited because for the first time ever, our featured speakers are going to be survivor storytellers.
Awesome.
There are 3 of them who wanted to take part, and so we've been working with them for a few weeks to kind of like polish up their speech and make sure that they were doing it in a really trauma-informed way. And yeah, they're very excited. I'm very excited. I have tissues for all the tables. We sure are. Yep.
Great. So how do folks get tickets for Fall Fet?
If you visit either Safe Voices on Facebook, you can find the link there. You can also find a link to buy tickets on our website under the events tab.
Sweet. Anything else you'd like folks to know?
I don't think so. Listen to the podcast. Sarah and Mark are wonderful. Pam's wonderful. Please support this because it's such a great source of good news and happy stuff in our community.
Now we owe you money.
Yeah, this is an under the table thing.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right.
Mark and I have this set up for a long time.
And I will say it's
Grace Kendall.
As a producer of this podcast and editor, it's great to work with a professional such as yourself and someone who knows how to use a microphone. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
We appreciate you.
Somebody knows how to use a microphone and also keep the bribes under wraps.
That's true.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. I'll cut that part out.
Okay.
So now we're just cruising down Lisbon Street, and I saw a hot dog walking down, and I said, with a sign that says, "Get Weird." and I had to talk to this guy. You're Malcolm, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Malcolm, what's your deal here?
So we own Nerdcore. It's a art, record, tabletop, gaming, and oddity shop here on Lisbon Street.
Well, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, man. We have everything from vintage VHS right straight through to locally made taxidermy arts. We have 79 local artists and vendors in the shop.
Oh, my God.
We do a ton of community work. We have D&D just about every night of the week.
Yeah.
And tonight at the Art Walk, we've got Vexica playing the back of the store for a free show at 6 p.m.
How long have you been at that location?
So we moved here on Lisbon Street in June this year. We've been in the mall for 2.5 years now. The mall didn't want us to be as weird as we want to be, man.
Okay. Why is it important to be weird?
Honestly, the whole growing up idea that we have is kind of flawed. Like, I have 5 kids, man, and the more I'm a kid, the more that I realize that life is to be enjoyed. We're all stuck here, so let's have fun with it.
I love that philosophy, man. Is that what Nerdcore is all about?
Oh, 100%. We want people to find their weird. That's why we carry everything.
Yeah.
We want you to come in and have fun because you like taxidermy art just as much as you like locally made hand-stitched dog hoodies. We got it, man.
Yeah. And you guys do events at the Armory, too.
Yeah,
these
absolutely.
Huge events.
We've got our next Weird Fair is October 25th and 26th here at the Armory. Yeah. We usually pull in somewhere between 100 and 120 local artists and vendors for those events. It's a free event. Come hang out with us. We'd love to see you there.
Awesome. Where can folks go to learn more about Nerdcore?
We are at Nerdcore Maine on just about everything for social media. The website is at nerdcoremaine.com. And if you're a vendor, hit that website, nerdcoremaine.com. There's a vendor section. There's an apply button right there. It's 5 questions and some pictures of your work, and we'll get you.
All right. Thanks for doing what you do and being part of this community.
Of course, man. Thanks for interviewing me.
Thanks. That's Malcolm from Nerdcore, everybody. Now I'm hanging out with Amber, also known as Betty Boom.
Yeah.
You are a roller derby queen. Is that what I understand? So tell us about roller derby. How'd you get involved in it?
I actually wanted to join roller derby way back when the movie Whip It came out and chickened out.
Oh,
and
okay.
So when I turned 37, I was like, this is a good time to join a really intense contact sport.
Of course, yes. And you've loved it ever since.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So where can folks go to watch roller derby?
So currently right now, the Lewiston area has a team called the Anderskong and Fallen Angels, and we practice at the Lewiston Armory, but we haven't really started up bouts officially. But there is a main roller derby team in Portland, and they have a game tomorrow.
Awesome. So when I hear the word bouts, I think of boxing and a lot of physical contact.
Oh, yeah.
That's what happens at roller derby.
Yes, I'm going to f*** somebody up.
I love it. Thank you for saying that. I love it when I get to beep stuff out. That's great. So for folks who have never experienced or seen roller derby, how would you describe it?
It's kind of like football on skates without a ball.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And there are different roles that people play in roller derby, right?
Yeah.
What's your primary role?
So I'm a blocker.
Okay. What's that mean?
Means that I put my butt in people's way.
Okay.
So to stop them from going around and scoring points.
All right. Yeah. So like each lap you get a point? Is that how it works?
Sort of, yeah. Okay. So there's 2 jammers for each team, and their goal is to get through all the blockers, and then they got to come all the way around again. And then every time they get past the blocker, they score a point.
All right.
Every set of hips is a point.
Okay. Do you guys have an online presence where folks can go to learn more?
Yeah, we have an Instagram, Anderskong and Fallen Angels, and we have a Facebook, and we have a website.
Awesome. What are you here promoting today?
The team. So we have Sunday practices, and then coming up in January, we have a freshie program so new skaters can join, and we'll teach them everything about roller derby.
Sweet. Thanks so much for your time.
Yeah,
and thanks
thank
for saying appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome.
We're at Quiet City Books. What's your name?
I'm Courtney Schlachter.
Nice to meet you. Thanks for letting us chat. What can you tell us about Quiet City Books?
Well, I've been open now for 9.5 years, and I'm always open for Art Walk and all of the different market events. I sell a lot of local authors and secondhand books and a bunch of art and handmade things as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
Love that.
I am an official venue for the Art Walk, and I always have a featured artist for the night. And it's just always been part of my downtown routine, even before I opened the store.
Oh, cool.
So I'm happy now to help feature artists and just be open for all of the people that come downtown for Art Walk.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. So what types of artists, all types of artists that you feature, like visual,
yes,
or is it more kind of...
For Art Walks, it's usually just visual. Tonight I have Jess Gelada Pisani featured, and she does a lot of these painting. I know this is podcast, but these paintings and prints that you can see here. And this year I've also had like a watercolor artist, mixed media artist, and things like that. So I try to change it up a bit throughout the season.
Perfect. So it says Quiet City Books, but you're a little bit more than that. So anybody that's interested should come down and check it out.
Absolutely.
On Lisbon Street.
Yep.
Awesome. Is there anything else you would like people to know that they might not think about that happens here at Quiet City?
Books.
Yeah.
<you know?
laughs> Yeah, come on down.
I'm surprised to hear that there's still bookstores,
so, right?
And that there is one here in Lewiston.
So, and I'm sad that Kevin's not here. My partner has a hat that he's wearing tonight. It says "Print ain't dead." Do you agree with that sentiment?
I very much agree.
I agree too. Yeah. Like, we want that. The tangible.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
About 20 years ago, there was the concern about Amazon taking over with getting
the Kindle
small bookstores and going out of business, but there's been a comeback because people are really looking for those, you know, books to hold again, books to smell, and let people borrow. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, there are still a lot of ways to get audiobooks and ebooks that are not on Amazon, too.
Right.
So that's always good to shoo people that way, too.
Yeah. Nice. So we have someone here, Jen. She just showed up. Have you been to Quiet City Books before?
Oh, my gosh, no. I have first time at this location. I knew I was in at the other one when you were further up the street. Yes.
Or up that way.
Yes.
That was a while ago.
It was a while ago, but I am a hardcore book in hand reader, smell, touch, all the things.
Yeah.
It's got to meet all the senses or it's just not good.
Exactly.
And now you're going to come back here more often and look for books, right?
Oh, my God. Of course I am. Why wouldn't I? I mean, she's great. Look at her. I've been intently listening to the conversation going on. This is fabulous.
Perfect. Awesome. Well, thank you.
Thank you. I hope
you have an amazing night, and we'll see you soon.
Happy Art Walk.
Next year marks 30 years of Uncle Andy's Digest. What started as a beloved print publication has grown into Lydia Media, a full-service marketing partner helping local businesses thrive. From LA Metro Magazine and the Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast to social media management, website design, and advertising across all platforms, we've got your marketing needs covered. If you're a business making a difference in our community, let's connect. Lydia Media is here to tell your story and help you grow. Lydia Media, in business, for business. Learn more at lydiamediallc.com.
We were walking down Lisbon Street, and we were stopped in our tracks by this amazing art, this live art presentation that's going on right here with Mike Rich. And Mike, how would you describe what I'm looking at right now?
You are looking at a colorful graffiti piece that says Lewiston. And I packed as many colors as I could. Whatever I had in my hockey bag today
is
ever-changing. But, I'm just kind of freestyling, as they say. So just, going off the top of the head.
Yeah. And how long have you been an artist, Mike?
I've been an artist ever since I was a toddler. I started making art with spray paint when I was 11. And I'm still doing it.
What drew you to creating art with spray paint?
Seeing the subways in New York back in the 70s and 80s and the artwork they were doing. It was just different than anything I'd ever seen. So I was like, yeah, I got to do this.
And is this your primary style right here?
No, I do a lot of stuff. Photorealism, portraits, landscapes, lettering, signage. Illustrative design.
How cute is that? An artist your entire life.
Yeah.
And you practice with a variety of mediums. Do you have a particular favorite?
Spray paint.
Is there a particular reason for that?
It's fast and immediate, and when you're using brushes, you got to clean the brush, dip the brush in the paint. The spray paint, it's just the push of a button on the top, and you got paint coming out. And the cans are pressurized. The paint just can't wait to come out of the can. It just explodes out of the can. You know what I mean? So it's really powerful stuff, and I like getting really fine details with it. It's tricky. It's a tricky art medium to master. Let's put it that way.
When you're creating a piece like this, do you visualize it before you start, or do you just kind of go with it?
I sort of do.
Yeah.
But then, it's just like, it was a big blank piece of wood, so it's kind of like a page in a sketchbook. I'll just kind of sketch out a basic idea and then just kind of go with that.
Yeah.
And it's messy at first, and you're just throwing paint on it. But yeah. You know, the more you do, the closer you get to the finish is where it gets really tricky. And you know, breathe twice and try and pull a straight line as best you can with
right.
spray paint.
How far along are you now? Would you say, like, percentage wise?
Pretty far. I mean, they want me to paint the duration of the art walk, but you know, in an hour, I've pretty much ready to outline this thing. It's the nature of the beast in graffiti art.
That's great.
You're fast or you're dead.
Right. Because some of it is maybe frowned upon.
You know,
Right.
We don't have to talk about that.
We don't have to talk about that. But when people think of graffiti, I mean, that's, you know, they might think of that as well. But it is, what you've created here is amazing. And I understand this is going to be part of LA Arts when you're done?
Yeah, they said they were going to keep it. So, yeah. And I was like, oh, you know, awesome. Yeah. I don't want to take it home.
Awesome. Where can folks go to learn more about you and your art?
I have a website, MikeRichArt.com. Mm-hmm. And it's Mike Rich Designs on Instagram and Facebook.
Anything else you'd like folks to know about you?
No, I love doing art, and spray painting is my life.
All right. Thanks for your time.
You bet.
Appreciate you.
All right.
Thanks to Rupert's Beverage and Redemption and DeBloy Electric for sponsoring today's episode. And if you'd like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com.
Have a great day. And remember, don't bite your cat.